Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, wanna welcome everybody to Soar Every Day, man. I'm waiting on to Coach Tyrell right now as we speak. What up, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up? Coach Cummins, man, I'm live right now, Soar Every Day with your boy, Petey Pete. The Seminole State Trojans, man, they had a season opener today right there in Seminole, Oklahoma, man. The boys did it in against Murray State College, 11-1. They starting out the season dominating. First, they went down to Denison, Texas, did their thing, and then they won, what, 12-4. And now here they is, open up their season opener, and coming out, showing out on Snapchat, 11-1 tonight against Murray State. I got Coach Cummins on the line. What's going on, Coach?
Man, what's happening, PDP? I got with me Mark LeBrew, outfielder here of Montreal, Quebec today.
There he is, coming over from Montreal, and I guess he came over before the presidential election.
Yeah, look, yeah, he wouldn't know nothing about that right there.
I know.
I just thought I'd throw that in right there, man.
No, not much, man. I see you guys went ahead and did this thing, man. This dude had an RBI tonight. I mean, well, really, this early this afternoon, and I just want to know, man, how did you guys feel about that game today?
Oh, man, it was a really good game, man. Our hitter showed up. We had a late start, but then coming the fifth inning, man, we kind of opened it up a bit. We had a combined of 12 hits, and how many home runs did we have?
Five
home runs today. So, which is
five home runs.
Right. Mark is also one who had a home run today. And
yes, man, I thought he had three at-bats, man, one home run. He had a RBI. Man, he really came in doing this thing, man. Mark, you doing all right, man?
I'm doing good.
That's good. That's good, man. So how did you prepare for today's game, man? What did you listen to, man, coming from Canada, playing here in the States, man? You listen to rap music or what, man?
I do.
What you usually listen to? I just want to know how you get prepared, you know?
I listen to some Drake before the game because he's from Canada too. So all the boys before the game, we all got some cuts in, and we knew what kind of pitcher we're about to face. We knew that Murray State had a lot of lefties, so all the righties were focused on the fastball outside, and I think we did it pretty good today.
Okay, that's what's up, man. And you play center field, and how's those wheels holding up on you, man? I mean, you good with that?
I mean, yeah, I'm doing pretty good with my wheel, I guess.
Yeah, okay, man. I know you're 6'1". I know sometimes how that can be. I'm just saying that, man. You know, just trying to loosen you up a little bit. You seem a little bit uptight. I mean, you guys got the dub today, man. Loosen up a little bit, you know what I mean?
My first time.
No, I feel you, man. I feel you. So when did you know that you really wanted to play the game of baseball, man? I know you guys – I know you up there playing Seminole, man. You guys are two games deep right now into the season, man. You guys are looking for great things to happen this year, man. What are some of your personal goals?
I mean, my personal goal, honestly, is to help my team to get to the World Series and to win that first World Series at Seminole State College.
Yeah, man, I know, man. You're at a powerhouse, man. That's the only thing they're really lacking there, you know, is a World Series win. And man, so personally, man, where do you think you could really end up at the end of your career? What team would you rather play for in the MLB if that's really where you want to end up?
I mean, I would love to play, I guess, for the Blue Jays because they're from Canada.
Okay. Oh, okay, the Blue Jays, man. I see you kind of keep it real with Canada up there, man. What's some of your favorite things to eat, man? One of my favorite teams, my favorite football players, he plays for the Calgary Stampede. I played with him here at Texas Tech. His name is Jamar Wall. He's signed for his eighth year there in Canada, and one of his complaints is like the food. So, if anybody going to go visit Canada, what would you recommend somebody to eat there whenever it's their first time to go?
It's called a poutine.
A poutine? What's a poutine?
It's like fries, gravy, and cheese, but it's different. I mean,
can you put hot sauce on it?
Yes, I guess.
That might be on the other side of town for you, Dan, huh? But no, I'm just messing with you, man. But real talk. But actually, man, what are some things that you're really hoping that you can stand up for yourself coming into the season? I know you play outfield, man. You in a whole nother country. You're around a whole nother personalities, a whole nother level of coaches in a certain kind of way. What is something that you're doing for yourself to cope with being away from home?
I don't know what to say on that. Can you say that again?
Like, how are you dealing with being away from home and dealing with this? You know, you're in a high-intensity level playing sports, so I just want to know how you're dealing with being away from home, how you're coping with everything.
I mean, it's my second year now, so, like, I knew, like, what, like, was about to happen this year, and, like, it's a great place, and the coach is taking care of us. I have a good relation with my roommate, Archer Brookman, so, like, I'm doing pretty good being away. Like, it's not a problem for me.
Okay. And Brookman, he's a catcher. So I can imagine how you guys get along. And I know I'm a catcher. Coach Tyrell was a center fielder, and I would challenge him. So I can just imagine how you and Brookman get along too. So what is something that you guys do to keep your mind sane just outside of football? I mean, not outside of football, outside of baseball, or it's just baseball y'all think about 24/7?
I mean, we think a lot about baseball, but we got to keep, like, the grades. We got to think about the school too, family, God. So, I mean, there's not only baseball around here. There's the school and all that stuff. We got to take care of that.
Okay. I feel you on that, man. So, if you can choose anything or anywhere you wanted to be in the next 5 years, it don't even have to do with baseball, man. It could be what your favorite cartoon, your favorite movie, music, whatever, man. You know, just whenever you want to relax, where is it where you would want to go in the next 5 years if you had your choice?
Well, my choice is to play professional baseball, so that's where I want to be.
Ding, 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 ding. Hey, did Coach Chambers tell you to say that?
No, that's all him.
I'm just playing, man. I'm just playing. But, man, not nice talking to you, man. Great game, man. I see you got a home run, man. So, shout out to you. Hopefully, you know what I'm saying, you have a great season and stay healthy. And words of advice, drink lots of water.
All right, thank you.
Yes, sir. And I'm going to go ahead and keep it up with Coach Tyrell. Hey, Coach Tyrell.
Yeah, Pete, Mark would like to give out a shout-out one time before he gets out of here.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. Mark.
I want to give a shout out to my family and my boys back at home. I know they're all supporting me right now, and that's it.
Alrighty, man. That's what's up, man. I know they're listening, they're hearing to you, they're listening to you. So I just want to say, I know a lot of international folks, and I wish I can go over there and eat y'all chicken. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, me too.
What's up? No, man. I just thought I'd throw that little jokey joke in there, man.
Right. You know, he wouldn't understand most of, you know, being in his, he's still fairly new in the States.
Yeah. I totally agree. And then being out there in Seminole and things like that. But Coach Tyrell, man, I just want to say, man, that's what's up. And real talk, when it comes to two games in, it seems like y'all pretty promising, man. You guys are going out there dominating. And I know, but it's two games in a row. You guys are starting out kind of slow. I was messing with you kind of before last night about starting kind of slow and things like that. But two games in a row, what's going on, Coach?
Oh, man, that's just part of the game. You know, it's all part of the process. As long as we come out on top, we'll work with all the flaws. You know, we'll build on them on the next practice day.
Okay, so we ain't got to worry about y'all being – so we ain't got to worry about y'all being like the Los Angeles Lakers then.
Oh, no. Hopefully not, man. We're looking to try to – our goal is to win every inning.
Every inning. That's what I'm talking about right there, man. Win the simple plays, win the routine plays. The routine ground balls, the routine fly ball.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You know how it is. You played this game before.
Oh, yes, sir, man. And I was looking at you guys' statistics, man, and I was looking at little Mac Chambers. Man, it looks like he's leading the pack. 4 RBIs?
Yeah, you know Mac, he didn't have a choice.
Hit a home run?
You know, he didn't have a choice. He doesn't have a choice but to go all out ever since we've known him. You know, we've been seeing him and running around in the locker room since he was 2-3 years old. And now he's on this level now. You know, it's a great feeling, you know, to see something like that. You know, now it's crazy. I look at him as like a little brother, and so you know, now I'm over here on the coaching side of it. So it's crazy. It's amazing, man. That's where he gets down and dirty with it, though. Yeah, he plays lights out.
Man, that's the only way to go, man. Shout out to him. Shout out to his dad. Shout out to you as well, man. A lot of people, man, need to really know that Coach Cummins really put it in the game of baseball, man. So I can only imagine how the players really participate and really take in what him and also Mr. Rob Tassin puts in there at Seminole, as well as Coach James, man, and also Coach Chambers. And tell Coach Chambers I still need to race with him, and we're still going to race one of these days. But you guys are 2-0. You guys are doing your thing, man. You guys did your things against Grayson. Did your things against Murray State College. So, man, I'm really looking forward to keep covering you guys and keep hearing great things from that team right there. Coach Cummins, so what are you guys looking forward to next week?
Man, games. We got a full schedule next week. And actually, we pick up again tomorrow. We go to Western. We go to Altus, Oklahoma. We have a 9-inning game against Western.
Okay. Oh, okay. Down there in OKLA. What are them guys looking like for you? You guys think you got your hands full, or you guys just looking to keep everything strolling just like a train?
Yeah, no, it'll be a good game, man. Our schedule is pretty tough. We don't like most of the teams that we play there. They're pretty solid, you know. These first two couple games, they're solid clubs. You know, we just showed well today and our home open against Grayson. So
man, I just need to ask you this, man, because, you know, we're all in a digital world, man. Everywhere you got, everybody has a cell phone. Everybody's either on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat. How did you guys handle being on Snapchat today? Did people change their game up? Did people wear some kind of cliques? Did some people be, you know, man, what did you see as a coach? Being like standing back and be like, okay, I see y'all. Like, man, what's that like?
Man, I thought we had a great time, man. I enjoyed it all. And there's actually we have it still. So if anyone want to catch up with us on our day today at Seminole, just follow on Snapchat at JUCOWS, and all the stories are still posted up on there. So.
At JUCOWS. Okay, but you still didn't answer my question, though, man. Did you see somebody change up on your squad, man? They put on extra pair of socks, or was they had a little extra bit of swag to them, or they were just like, you know what, let's go get this dub and let's go get it in.
Man, I'll tell you what, this squad here, they love the life. Like, they look forward to stuff like this. Like, it wasn't nothing for them. They're ready for it. Hey, we went out there and they jumped out the gates, man. We had a good day, great day all around.
Okay. So y'all trying to bring back the beginning of the 90s before everybody, you know, it was kind of like word of mouth, you know. And then once that word of mouth spread around, and then they got to see him. And then they got to see him win. And what I'm trying to talk about is the Chicago Bulls, the 1990s, Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen back in the D-A-Y. And them Atlanta Braves.
Yeah, you know, that's all right. Hopefully we stick to the game plan, man. We stay focused throughout the year on top of our grades, handle our business off the field, man. I think we could be category.
Okay. Hey, I'm sure there's some Seminole Trojan fans out there that like to hear that right there, man. You guys are going ahead and closing out this week as well. So what do you guys see you guys sitting at mid-season?
So hopefully we're still undefeated. That's the plan. But if not, we're still grinding it out. Hey, we got conference that starts opening up in March. Hey, the plan is take conference. Then we have pretty much similar to a super regional. Then if we can win that, we go to a World Series, and then that's what we really want.
Hey, you know what? There's some people out there that was expecting you to say the same thing what you just said right there, man. You guys have the potential. Now it's just up to you guys to show up and show out. You know what they say about God. I'm talking about God. He ain't gonna get you to it unless he can get you through it. So, Coach Cummins, man, you want to give one last shout out for you guys.
Man, so shout out to the whole Trojan family, everyone, alumni, just anyone affiliated with the Trojans. We appreciate you guys and appreciate all the support that you do for us.
Alrighty, man. You know, I caught up with a former Trojan, John Coker Jr. You know, he's from the same city where we're from, had the same coach, Mac Chambers. He actually became a sergeant in the Army, and he said he likes to keep up with you guys right there. And, man, and you guys keep your head up, and you guys keep doing what y'all doing. I hope you guys bring back that title.
You already know. Shout out to John Coker, too, you know, because he's like, we grew up right around the corner from each other. So, you know, Coker was the one pretty much in that area. So, big shout out to John Coker.
Yes, sir. All righty, man. Thank you guys for that sports recap right there, Coach Cummins. You guys have a great evening, and I know you guys are going to take on Western. So, you guys go ahead and get some rest and go get that dub. You feel me?
All right, we appreciate it, Pete.
It's my pleasure, man. Have a good evening.
All right, you too.
All righty. Shout out to Coach Cummins right there, man. You guys are listening live on Soar Radio with your boy, PDP Richardson. Shout out to Seminole Trojans, man. You guys are doing great things, man, going great places. 2-0, got the W today. 11-1 against Murray State College, going up to Western, up there in Oklahoma, and seeing how they're going to do right there. Do what you love and love what you do. Life's about making your dreams come true. So every day with your boy, PDP.